Welcome to the podcast. I'm Rosa Coelho, your host, lifestyle entrepreneur, health coach, and speaker. I've gone from being in complete overwhelm, burning the candle at both ends, and watching my health, relationships, and business suffer, to creating a life with more joy, ease, and abundance. If you're ready to let go of the overwhelm, reclaim your health, and push past your comfort zone so that you can unleash your next level of success to create a greater impact, then sit back as we delve into conversations as well as bring on guests to share with you tools, knowledge, and real action steps to get you there. Listen in because you never know when you may hear something that changes everything. Hello and welcome to another wonderful week. I'm always so thrilled to have you join me. Before I get into today's episode, which is one that I wasn't so sure I was going to talk about, and then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it. So I'll get into that in a minute. But first, I want to share this incredible success story from one of the ladies in the Simply Strong program. And every check-in that I do with them, they do two check-ins personally through private messaging. And one of the questions that they answer is, what is going well so far? So this person wrote, I'm getting better at tracking and finding what food I go to when I'm stressed. Exciting news. I started at 218 pounds and this morning my weigh-in was 208. Woohoo, I will take that. I absolutely love that. Not just the weight loss, but this person is growing in so many ways in terms of the amount that they're learning. They're learning so much about their food, and there's certain things that they've been also cooking at home that they realized they were buying packaged before because they thought it was simpler. But when they finally started to really tune into the ingredients, the macros within those ingredients, they realized that it just wasn't a great option. And so there's been so much incredible aha moments for her. And I love that. I love that part of the journey because Simply Strong really isn't just a 6-week program. It's an education. And there's 6 master classes that the ladies listen to within the program. So there's learning and doing at the same time. If you're interested in Simply Strong, if you're a lady in your 40s and beyond, and you're like, my weight has just been stuck no matter what I do, it's just not shifting at all, then have a look in the show notes or go into my Instagram in the bio and you will see the link to the Simply Strong program and you could just learn more information there. You can always send me a message on Instagram as well if you have any questions. So that's Simply Strong. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode, I wasn't so sure I was going to talk about this topic, but it's come into my life again recently and it's had such a profound impact already in such a short time. And that is the power of gratitude and keeping a gratitude journal. Now, the reason I didn't want to talk about it is because, I don't know, I feel like we went through that phase where everyone was talking about gratitude and all the things, and then it's kind of died off and you don't hear so much about it. And maybe people think it's like too, I don't know, maybe too simple or whatever it is. But the reason I decided to talk about it is because it has impacted my life in so many great ways, but I've also been doing it for 25 years. This isn't something that 25 years, not quite. I've been doing it for about 20 years. This is not something that has just come and gone for me. I have done this practice for a long time. Yes, I take breaks from it for sure. I hadn't done it for quite a few months until again recently, but every time I just go, oh, it really gives me so much. It's helped me through really challenging times, and it's also helped me to really appreciate and celebrate the good times too, which is incredibly important. But one thing I'm doing a little differently with gratitude, and that this is the part that I wanted to share, is, well, actually, let me back up a little bit. Let me share how I keep my gratitude journal, just because I think that when we understand how something's done practically, we're more likely to also give it a go. I keep it really, really simple. So I always write, today I'm so grateful for, and then I write 5 things. So I don't write more and I don't write less. If I had a day where there's like so much to be grateful for, I choose the top 5. And the reason is because there are days where finding those 5 is like, so hard. And I'm literally searching for anything, like maybe someone opened the door for me or someone smiled, because it's just one of those days that's been really hard. And so I find that by not writing a list of 10 or 15 when things are so good, I don't feel bad on the days that finding the 5 were a challenge. So that's my kind of psychology behind it. And it's worked really well for me. I also just write in bullet point form, because I'm not a journaler. I find writing to be too slow for me. I'd rather type things out, but I also understand the power of writing. So I want to write it down, but I don't write big lengthy things. So just five simple bullet points. What's fascinating is as I look back at those journals, they really, it's amazing how much I get out of it. And I know exactly where I was in my life during those times, just from like the everyday little activities that I was grateful for. I also had an auntie who, she's passed on, and I talk about her often because she's my auntie that I went to Mexico with for alternative treatments for cancer, again, when I was in my early 20s. And I remember telling her that I kept this gratitude journal. And when she became really sick, and towards the end, she actually confided in me one day that she decided to do the same thing. And I was like, wow, like I had no idea that what I had said had really like sunk in. But she was a special person, so I'm not surprised that that would be something that she would want to do. But she hadn't really she hadn't really told me until then. And then when she passed, which was so, this was so interesting, we found the journal, and on the exact day that she passed, a year prior, she had written something like, I'm grateful for all the books I have. They're like old and new friends. And I thought, wow, like she loved reading. And I just thought, I don't know, there was just something so profound about that, and just showed me like the power of learning and education and growth. And that's what she was all about. So like I said, I've been keeping this journal for this gratitude journal for years on and off, but I switched up how I did it probably a few years ago now. And that's when I was going through my divorce. I don't talk a lot about my divorce. It's not, I don't really like to talk about personal things too much. And I definitely don't go into details, but at the end of the day, it just is what it is. And that's where I'm at. But I remember during that time, it was really like gut-wrenching, difficult time. And Dave Hollis, who's married to Rachel Hollis, was also going through a divorce, where I got the impression that he too didn't want it and was maybe a little bit blindsided by it. At least that was the position I was in. And I felt like that's how he was as well. And he started sharing on Instagram when he went for runs, his emotions and how he was doing. And I just really related to him. I thought he was like so positive without being only positive. Like you could still see that there was pain there. He was being really authentic and true to himself, but you could tell he was really trying to grow through the experience and not let it like drag him down long term, right? And so I thought, one day he said, I started listing all the reasons I was grateful for my divorce. And I was like, what? How? Like, how can you be grateful for something that you didn't want? Something that's really hard. Like, I don't understand that. And then I thought, oh, that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start keeping a gratitude journal every day. I'm going to write why I'm grateful for my divorce. And it was really hard at first, but I tell you, it was really a very important part of my healing journey. And I feel like I probably healed a little quicker than I would have otherwise, just because of that shift in thinking. And so now I've started relating that to all sorts of things that are difficult. And rather than just looking at, you know, it's easy to write about these great things that happened in a day, and there's nothing wrong with that. I still do that. But if I'm going through a hard time, I try to just shift it a little bit. And I was thinking about how this can relate to health. Like if you are feeling like you're in a stage with your health where, you know, you just don't feel like yourself, you can't seem to shift the weight, you're exhausted all the time, maybe life is feeling like a little bit out of control, or you've started, you know, you're looking for a new plan, or you started a plan, but it's, you know, you're off and on and it's not quite working, all the things. What could you be grateful for? What could you be grateful for if that's the situation that you're in? And I was like, oh, actually, there's a lot. Like if your health isn't in a great state, and we're not talking like really difficult, huge challenges. I'm talking about your average, like maybe we're carrying that extra weight and we're exhausted and all the things. And one thing I was thinking of is, It's an opportunity to learn about your health. So maybe because we are in this stage where we're carrying the excess weight, maybe we buy a book that is about training specifically for women in menopause. Maybe someone has turned us on to a podcast where all of a sudden you're learning about food and the power of food and how how healing it can be and how different foods impact our bodies. Or maybe you're meeting new people because you've decided to do a program or go train somewhere and you're meeting new people. And so those are all things that you could be grateful for, because you know that if you weren't on that journey, you wouldn't have met people. Like I, for example, during the whole pandemic time, definitely put on the weight because the pandemic and my divorce all happened at the same time, plus perimenopause, plus all of it. It was like this perfect storm. And I remember joining the gym and once they opened up. And I used to like walk around and like dream about like working out with friends and knowing people, because I didn't know anyone at the time in the place that I'm at. And so I was grateful at that time for just being able to have a place to go, something to do. So at the beginning, that's what I was grateful for. And I was like, if I didn't have this extra weight and I felt like maybe I could just do my workouts at home, I'd still be isolated. But because of the extra weight, it pushed me to join the gym so that I can have access to heavier weights. And I was just getting out, and that was mentally better for me. Now today it's amazing. Like I work out with my friend Kathy twice a week. And then on Saturdays I work out with another friend. And so three times a week I have like these amazing training buddies. And I really believe that it's looking at a situation that's difficult and looking for the positivity in it that brings more positivity and brings good things. I totally believe that we attract good things into our lives, but we also have to work for them and we have to acknowledge them when they happen. Another thing I feel is that when we're going through a challenge, maybe the thing we're grateful for is that we find this inner strength. Like we cannot find inner strength without being tested, without being, maybe it's hitting rock bottom, maybe it's getting close to rock bottom, whatever it is. But without the comeback, that inner strength just doesn't develop. And so that's another thing to be grateful for. So there's so many things that if you're going through a hard time, see if there's a way that you can start to look for the opportunity in that, and what little things in the day has that difficult situation actually provided really good things for you. And I promise that it's a game changer. It really will shift so much for you. And it kind of happens slowly. And then we look back and we go, oh man, that's incredible. And there's nothing I love more than going back and reading those journals and go, oh my gosh, I remember then, or I remember that. And even like with my aunt and uncle, the one that started keeping the journal, like I remember writing, oh, I'm so grateful today for my uncle driving back like probably like 5 kilometers for me to see that tree. So that just makes me giggle, because that was a story where my uncle was amazing. He's passed on as well. And they both loved nature. My auntie was from Madeira Island. My uncle is from Portugal, but they lived on this island called Salt Spring Island. And so they had this little hobby farm, and she was a florist. They loved just the simple things in life. And I know that they had such an impact on the way I look at the world just from spending so much time with them when I was younger. But I remember we were driving and I was probably like in my early 20s. And my uncle goes, Rosa, did you see that beautiful tree? The one back there with the whatever it had on it. I don't know. And I was like, no, uncle, I must have missed it. I didn't see it. And then he drives back and I'm like, and he keeps driving and he keeps driving and he keeps driving. And then he's like, here it is. Isn't it beautiful? And I was like, because I was so young, I was like, okay, note to self, next time just say you saw it. But anyways, I thought it was so cute. And so that was one of the memories that when I look back at my journal, I had written that in my journal, because at the end of the day, I was so grateful. I was so grateful for what he was teaching me in the... at that moment. I don't know if in the moment I felt that, but when I reflected back, I did. But anyways, I wanted to share that with you. Cause again, like I said, I wasn't sure if like, do we talk about gratitude journals anymore? Are people kind of over it? I don't know. It's something that I know that I will do my whole life, again, off and on, but I can't see a time where I'm not doing it. If ever I'm feeling a little down, I know that it's time to start again. And I like to do it for 30 days minimum. Sometimes I'll go for a few months and do it every single night, but 30 minutes really is the minimum you want to do it if you want to feel the impact of it. So I totally recommend you do that. If you do keep the gratitude journal, let me know, tag me on Instagram or even just like private message me. I would love to hear what your experience is with it, or if you've kept one already and it's had an impact on you, you know, I just love hearing from you. Okay, beautiful friend. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Have a great one. Thank you so much for listening in today. I know time is precious and I'm grateful you shared yours with me. It would mean the world to me if you felt an impact, a moment of inspiration, or learned something new, if you would share it with those you care about and leave me a review on iTunes. I'd love to know what spoke to you or what you'd like to hear more of. Your sharing and leaving a review would help so much on this journey to making an impact on as many people as possible. It's worth it. I know from experience, there are moments when something we hear has the possibility of changing everything.